Hey, thanks for holding. This is Charlie. I'm the price specialist in your area. How are you today?
Hey, Charlie, doing good, bud.
Hey. Who am I talking with today? Who has the pleasure of speaking
Trey.
With? Trey, how's it going?
Man, living the dream. How's your world?
It is great. It was a great 4th of July. How was yours?
Man, always good. Glad to be here.
Awesome, awesome. So it does look like one of our guys reached out to you inquiring in the first page listing on Google, right? So I just want to make sure that, you know, we want to
actually,
see.
Charlie, nobody reached out to me. I'm going, one of your clients, his name is Mike Pratt. He told me about you guys and said it saved his business. So that's why I'm calling.
Yes, we do have a referral credit. So let me actually write that down for you, so that way we can get him a credit. And you said Mike. Can you spell that last name for me?
P R A T T.
Mike Pratt. I will give that to the higher ups and let them know.
And his company is C&D Door Service.
What did he tell you about our company?
Say that again?
I said, what did he tell you that was so great about our company?
He said that it saved his business. He was doing all kinds of different lead generators, saying that my company does, and I don't really get a good ROI, and he said going through you guys was just... It elevated his business.
Yeah. Absolutely. So what do you? So
now
you're not getting enough. Go ahead.
You're not one of the companies that just puts people up on top of Google, right?
No, we do a whole lot of variety of stuff. We built people's websites for them as well. And actually, we kind of put that in a package deal if you don't have one. But we do Facebook marketing. Awesome, awesome. We do Facebook marketing with Google, and that's probably why he's seen such a great return on investment, depending on what package he has. So he might, I don't know what package he actually has, but I know our most... Okay, so he's probably grandfathered in from a long time ago then. So, but yeah, he probably has Google only then. That's probably what he has. And he's probably just working in the local area for SEO. Because usually, when we do packages with Facebook and Google, they run a little bit more than $150 a month for sure. But what are you looking to accomplish in your business? Because you mentioned you don't have good ROI. Can you tell me more about that, please?
Yes. When I'm using other lead services such as Thumbtack, Angie's Leads, etc.,
mm-hmm.
they're too damn expensive, and mm-hmm. the quality of the lead is not the greatest.
Mm. Yeah, we have. Unfortunately, we have a lot of clients that actually tell us that because how they do it is a pay-per-lead, and they actually source those leads out to other competitors that you have. So it's not just a unique lead for yourself that's calling your phone, or you actually have to contact them, right? So it's not a unique lead that they're saying, here's this lead. They're actually sending that lead to you and then four other your competitors. It's kind of like first dibs on it. Whoever calls them first and gets, you know, the sale gets the sale type deal, where we do things a little differently here. We make
How do you do it?
So we do everything based off of Google and Facebook, and we push the traffic goes directly to you and you only. So it's not somebody that we don't put you up on like our website or anything like that. We put you up on the first page of Google. We also run Facebook ads out for you, targeting the market that is interested in your services. And that's how we do it.
Okay.
So So people that are like, I see you do painting. You do houses or you just do restoration?
I'm a painting company first and foremost, and then we got into restoration, redoing, remodeling kitchen bathrooms, kitchens, gotcha, et cetera.
Okay. So let's say, for example, somebody's looking in your area for a kitchen remodel and they want to do painting, right? So kitchen remodeling, or they put repaint kitchen near me, right? What happens is on the first page, there's about 20 companies that populate in that first page. You would be one of those recommended companies on that first page. Now, 90% of people stay on that first page. They never leave it. Only 10% go to the second page and the third page. So if you're not populating on the first page of those keywords that you offer the services for, that's probably why you're not getting the ROI you're getting, is because you're not being shown where people are actually searching for your services.
Yeah, exactly. Another thing that's going on is I was using another company to get me up on the top of Google, and they did nothing for me. Same old song again. You hear it,
yeah.
Johnny. We get you up there, but you pay your money and nothing happens.
Yeah, I definitely hear you. Yeah, I definitely hear you.
You said you were a little bit different. Like, people just search for what they're looking for, and then boom, you know, it pulls up the guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's...
They're not looking for my name. They're just
right.
Looking for, hey, we need a painting company, and then I come. So, that's what I'm interested in.
And right.
He showed me his phone and showed all of the leads that were coming to him, and it was... I hadn't ever seen anything like that, so it's not a pay-per-lead.
No, it's not a pay-per-lead. So it's a monthly flat rate that you would just pay monthly. So, like, it's different than Thumbtack and Angie's leads that you're talking about where, you know, you would have to pay per lead that comes in. And if it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, you still pay. That's not the case here. You pay a flat rate month to month, and that's it. Now, we do...
Okay.
Give you a customized dashboard just like he has as well. So you'll be able to see the keywords that you're being searched for. You'll be able to see how many leads are coming in. You'll be able to see how many clicks you're getting to your website. You'll be able to track how many calls have been called in as well. And then if you ever want to change anything up, like let's say you want to change for a promotion or you want to offer a discount or you just want to change something up and like target a new industry, for painting, we can absolutely help you do that.
Okay.
So,
what is your fee to set up a website?
So our fee to set up a website excuse me, is $99.
One time
fee of $99, yes. And that's actually included in this package. So this is a $2.99 a month package with a one-time setup fee of $99, and that includes a website in there. And that comes with the Google, like you're talking about, like your buddy has. Okay. That also, I see you have a Facebook, so we'll run Facebook ads out for you as well, so we can get that up and running within 7 to 14 days, and then start populating your Google profile, which will take around 30 to 45 days to get up on the first page.
Okay.
Industry standards is around 3 to 6 months. So when you told me that you've been with somebody for 6 months and you haven't been populating on the first page, it's kind of mind blowing that they weren't able to do that in 6 months. So I empathize.
I'm sorry, your name was?
Charlie. Yeah.
They didn't take a lot of one-on-one, you know, it was more of, hey, get us some money, and that's what it was, you know, just get your money, and that's about all you got out of it, and it's just, you know, I've been trying this stuff for a long time, Charlie. I've been in business for 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm trying all of these different separate types of lead services, generators, Google things, and I haven't had any luck, and
right.
The way my... this to me and showed it to me, I was like, man, you know, So I instantly dropped my other one, and I just dropped him, and I'm calling you now to set up with you. So the package we got is, what are we looking at total per month?
So it would be, so today it would be $398 out the door, and that comes with a website, okay? That website will be done within 7 to 14 days, okay?
Okay.
So today it'd be $398, and then month to month it would only be $299. So you don't pay us a penny more or penny less for all the jobs that you make.
All right, let's get signed up, make it happen.
That sounds good. Let me get over here really quickly for you. Are you on your way to a job right now?
Yeah, I got 12 minutes to get there.
Gotcha. All right. What's your last name?
Johnson.
Johnson. Awesome. And then what's a good email for you?
TreymarkPainting at Yahoo.
TreymarkPainting at Yahoo. TreymarkPainting at Yahoo. Okay, I'm going to spell it out. Treymark, is it T-R-A-Y-E?
T-R-A-Y-M-A-R-K.
Okay, and then painting.
Yes.
At yahoo.com. Oh, that's why. Okay, I was like, it's saying invalid, but I had sneaked in an N on the end of Yahoo. Okay, we're good. That's my fault right there. All right, and you are in Idaho?
Indiana.
Indiana. So you're Central Time or Eastern?
I think we're Eastern Time here. It's 4:12 here, or 4 o'clock.
Okay, yeah, you're Eastern Time. Okay. Eastern Time. Okay, so I got, for your business name, I got Treymark Painting. And then for your business address, I got 15540 Brookview Drive. Is that correct?
No, we're going to change that.
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
Let's go. Now, will this address, will people be able to see the address from the page?
It depends on if you want us to show it or not.
I don't.
Okay, so no, it won't.
I'd just rather show the city that I'm in, yeah. So let's just show.
So, like, how it works with Google is it'll show the city and the zip code, and then that's it. Google just needs an address, so that way it can just say that you're actual, you know, you're an actual business, right? Because I know you're not going to pick someone's house up and bring it to your house and then paint the house and put it back, right?
Oh, no. Yeah, okay, so. The address is going to be tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready when you are.
13302.
Can you say that again? You broke up again. I'm sorry.
13302 District Parkway, number 306. Fisher,
Indiana, USA?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then I have a zip code here of 46037. That's correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then I see your website here. So that's awesome. You got one of those. But you wanted a new website, right?
Well, it's part of the package anyway, right?
Yes, it is. But I see that you have a website, so... I was just wondering what you're kind of thinking on this.
Well, I don't know who's going to be hosting that website now because I've just dropped the other company.
Oh, so it was with them.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, did you pick up hosting?
We do. We would pick up the hosting. So do you own this TreymarkPaintingAndRestoration.com or did they buy it?
I own it.
Okay, good. Okay, good. So we can just use that name then. Okay. Yeah, so the hosting will be all in the $299. You're not paying an extra hosting fee or anything like that. So Okay. We'll build you the website. It'll still be $2.99 with the website as well. And like I said, it's just at $99 to set all that stuff up.
Okay.
Okay, so cool. So actually what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this and I'm going to send it to my team. I'm going to say this is his website, but he wants a new one. And yes, we own the domain name. So that's good. And then a business phone number right here I have here is 317-225-8303. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We are solid there. Awesome.
Where are you guys located, Charlie?
We are located in California in a city called Fountain Valley. It is in Orange County in between Riverside County and Los Angeles County. We're right next to the beach. We're probably two cities inland from Huntington Beach area, if you've ever been over here.
I have.
Yeah, yeah. So we're by Huntington Beach.
Okay.
Yeah. We've been here for 18 years.
Nice.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so that's why when, you know, we get a lot of calls to, you know, unfortunately, like you have bad experiences where people are like, you know, people have told me a bunch of times that they can get me on the first page. And I'm like, yeah, but there's some companies that have been trying to do this for just like a couple months. And we got the experience to back it up here. So that's why it's kind of, it's unfortunate that people have to go through those other people. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. This has been my first attempt at this.
Oh, man, no way. Who did you use before? But if you don't mind me asking, you don't have to tell me if you don't want to.
Town Square Interactive.
Okay.
The other was Ollie.
Man,
I can't even remember the other one. It was so long ago.
I have no idea who those are. Do you know where they were located? Were they located here or no?
Yeah, they're in South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
One was in
okay.
Denver, Colorado. One was in
gotcha.
South Carolina.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I hear you. So, all right. So I am ready for the card when you are. I just want to make sure something. Are you going to be paying with debit or credit?
Can I give you my bank routing number?
Unfortunately, we can't do bank and bank numbers. We can only do credit cards or debit cards.
Okay.
Yeah. We've just gotten burned before in the past with routing numbers. And then we do all the work up front for them and then the bank puts a hold on it. We do the work, we give it to them, they say thank you, everything's up and running for them, and then they cancel the service, and then, like, our company's gotten burned many times like that. So they don't allow us to do that anymore.
Yeah, understandable. And
yeah.
The only reason that I asked that is when I got back from California 3 days ago, I left my wallet in the gas station, and I haven't seen it. So all of my cards are coming in. My bank card should be here today.
Okay.
So I can call you back with my new bank card, I guess tomorrow morning, and we
yeah.
can get started.
Yeah, absolutely. I will put this account on hold for you, and then what'll happen is when you call me tomorrow, then they'll transfer you straight to me, and then I can get you all set up.
So I called the same number that I just called and asked for you, correct?
Yes, sir. You can ask for Charlie, and I can give you my last name if that helps, because we have a Charles and a Charlie here, so it gets a little confusing sometimes.
All right. What's your last name?
It's Muhlenkamp. It's Muhlenkamp.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. And you can give me a ring tomorrow whenever you have a chance. Or I can give you a call. We can schedule a time if that works best. So that way we're not trying to chase each other around.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter to me. You can call me and I'll call you. However, however we get in touch with each other works for me.
Okay, let me do this. I'm going to put it in my calendar so that way we can just get this started for you. So let me just tell you how this is going to work once payment goes through. Let me tell you the timeline. So right after, I'm going to schedule, it's what we call an onboarding call. You're going to get with my team. My team is going to ask you questions on basically what you want to target in terms of keyword services. I'm going to put it in the notes of what you target, but they're just going to make sure and ask you if you want to target anything else. They're going to ask you if you want anything done with your website, how you want it done, all that kind of stuff, okay? They're going to make sure that you're getting what you want. So that's going to be in the band of 1 to 3 days, but I'm going to set it up. If you call me tomorrow, I'm going to set it up for Friday, okay, for you? So that way we can get that started. In the span of 3 to 5 days, we're going to send off, we're going to put you on 60-plus directory listings. Google likes to see that you're consistent across the internet with all your listings, your hours of operations, your contacts, everything is the same. That's what allows you to rank up in Google. So that's going to go out within 3 to 5 days. We're going to have your dashboard up within that 3 to 5 days as well. 7 to 14 days, we're going to have your Facebook ads up and running, and we're going to have your website up and running as well, okay? And then in 30 to 45 days, you'll be starting to populate on the first page of Google with your keywords that you wanted us to target or key phrases.
Okay.
So that's basically the timeline of that. So once we get that credit card filed or debit card taken care of, it's go time for us. We start working for you immediately.
Okay, sounds good. We'll talk tomorrow then, Charlie. I appreciate it.
Yeah, what time do you want to have a call on that? That way I can block it out for you. Do you want to do it in the morning?
Yeah, you're 3 hours behind me.
I am. So I come in the office at 7 a.m., so that would be 10 a.m. your time, too. What about 10:30 your time? It would be 7:30 my time. Okay,
yep.
I'll put it here for me. And I'll talk to you tomorrow, Trey, all right?
All right, thanks, Charlie.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good one.
You too, sir.
All right, bye-bye.